This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mainstream. It's Wednesday, February 8, 2017. The Democrats are melting down like a bunch of mentally ill children.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about.
Way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. Stop it. What are we going to do?
The pathetic and delusional Democrats were at it again. Their stomachs growling with an insatiable hunger for hubris and lunacy. They scurried to a microphone that actually worked this time as they tried to sell the American voters a belly full of fiction yet again.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position where folks will begin to ask, what are we going to do? And the answer is going to be, eventually, we've got to do something about him. We cannot continue to have a president who's acting in this manner. It is dangerous to the United States of America.
Leader Pelosi, do you agree? Do you agree?
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi only served to reassure the voters that her mind is not firing on all cylinders.
I guess we've seen nothing that we can work but I can work with President Bush on it.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel told the flustered Democrats to take a chill pill. Of course, when you are being criticized by Rahm Emanuel, who has overseen more homicides in Chicago than the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, it may be time to hang up the desperate daily dismantling of President Donald Trump's agenda before the Democratic Party is finally hauled into court over the millions of dollars it has received from Captain Subversion, a.k.a. hedge fund billionaire and former Nazi collaborator George Soros. But it appears that President Donald Trump's adversaries have lined up on both sides of the aisle thanks to donations by the billion-dollar Soros machine, seditiously seeding chaos in the United States. Breitbart reported perhaps even more significant is the type of Republican they aim to prop up. Pro-amnesty, pro-open borders on trade, and generally speaking, anti-Trump. A pattern emerges when looking at the policies of the Republicans that these Soros fund management executives support financially. The biggest recipient of Soros-connected cash in the GOP was none other than House Speaker Paul Ryan, who repeatedly attempted to undermine Trump over the course of the election. According to the records available online, the Soros firm's workers gave $10,800 to Ryan, while Senator Lindsey Graham received $3,500 from the firm's employees. According to the Center for Responsive Politics data, that includes a $1,500 donation from Soros fund management executive Scott Bessent. Senator Marco Rubio raked in 27 $700, while other failed GOP presidential candidates, Ohio Governor John Kasich and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, also received $2,700 apiece from employees of the Soros firm. The national conversation needs to rid itself of the...
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It was so beautiful this morning to watch President Trump addressing the National Association of Sheriffs in Washington, D.C. It was so beautiful to see Veritas, as the 45th President of the United States, read repeatedly, very, very slowly, to the television cameras and to the hundreds of millions of people that will end up watching it, the millions watching live, that he's following the exact law that many, many presidents have used, and that his executive order was only a limited, highly restrained use of existing law. Now, you juxtapose that with the cloud cuckoo land corporate psyop media, much of it openly run by leftist foundations that control the CIA, this is all declassified, telling you that if there's a blue sky, you don't see that sun up there at high noon, talking to you like you're crazy. The Germans believed it. The Russians were 2 miles away from Hitler's chancellery, and Germans still believe that the Fuhrer was going to win and that Steiner was defeating them. And you got to understand, MSM's in the biggest cult of it all. They are totally indoctrinated and hired because of narcissistic tendencies and cult tendencies, believing they're invincible and unstoppable, even as the Allied forces close in a pincer attack. I'm using the German analogy because we have Der Spiegel here. The same folks that brought us the iconic image, I got to say it's a powerful image, of Trump chopping the head off of the Statue of Liberty. When actually they used to bring folks in and test them for TB and the bubonic plague. Now they don't test them for that. I've had Border Patrol union heads on. They bring people in with TB, but get this, leprosy. And then it ends up in Los Angeles schools. Remember I told you about that 4 years ago? We had ICE officers' faces blurred. Oh, yes, leprosy spreading all over the United States, but they keep it real quiet. So the truth is we should show an image of Trump trying to battle jihadis, cutting a woman's head off. Because that's what he's doing, trying to block people from Libya, a open failed state that Hillary and Obama and his cohorts created, like the Secretary of State after that, John Kerry. Or Syria, the civil war they helped launch 5 years ago, aiding the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries to invade and take it over. Their whole project of the Arab Spring, overthrowing our allies in Egypt, having Peter Sutherland of the UN Migration Board open the borders of Europe up and invite in the Muslim radical hordes to destabilize the once free Western republics. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that would be the real image, would be jihadis cutting the Statue of Liberty's head off. But again, most people don't even know the Statue of Liberty's real history, or that if memory serves me, wasn't it refused by a Muslim country? Let's look up the history of that and see if my memory serves. It's like Der Spiegel today. I said, the mainstream media is committing seppuku. And they said, what is that? And I said, I believe it's suicide in Japan, honorable suicide with a short sword. But I said, let's Google it. Can the guys Google that for me real quick? I forgot to do that. Let's see if my memory from 25 years ago is, I'm correct. Let's put seppuku up on screen. Am I right that Egypt refused? Isn't it fitting? The Muslims refused the Statue of Liberty as an occultic omen at the entrance of the Nile into the Mediterranean. Let's look that up and see if the old conspiracy diddly-dupe has the info correct. The crew's in there telling me I'm correct. Let's put seppuku on screen. Seppuku, S-E-P-P-U-K-U, is what Der Spiegel and the NSM is doing in front of all of us. The practice of thrusting a short sword into the right side, into the liver, and going up towards the middle sternum and jabbing the tip of the blade into the heart. Of course, MSM will probably tell us hearts don't exist and women never gave birth vaginally and that breasts never produced milk because the state produces milk as they teach the children to pray to Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. But let me continue before I digress anymore. We've got a big broadcast and a bunch of special guests. Milo's joining us. And so much more today. But we got the little secret document. It's up on Infowars.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi, three-time number one New York Times bestseller investigative journalist, has gotten the document. Leaked docs. Brock conspires with Facebook, Google to shut down conservative media. And we have the blueprint. Our little Boffin spies were able to get into the Imperial database and get you that information. And no amount of little David Brocks. He's now cut his little poodle haircut down. Knows what a clown he looks like. He's now reinventing himself again. Radical left launches scorched earth policy against free speech. And then we see the results of it today. New video game, Punch a Nazi, glorifies assaulting Milo and Trump supporters. Because if you have blonde hair or blue eyes, you're bad. Which is basically the same thing as Nazism, just reversed. Facebook blocks links to stories about immigration as abusive. Twitter removing core functions, banning alt-right to create liberal safe space. The left hates you. Act accordingly. Powerful town hall article. And meanwhile, the army preps for urban warfare in megacities, mass migration, disaster, and inner city turmoil. And what will the media do? They'll say, Alex Jones, out of the clear blue sky, said the military was training to invade America and take your guns. I didn't say that. I said I'm going to get to a report from the Army itself where they're preparing for mass implosion of the borders, civil unrest, and basically collapse of society. I'm not saying the Army wants to do this. I'm not saying the Army's bad. I'm not saying that there's a coming invasion. I'm saying we're going to cover their own documents where they're massively preparing for civil unrest. George Soros and his cohorts are funding. But instead, they'll just say, Jones says the Army is going to invade Texas and enslave everyone and hope that limited audience of pseudo-intellectuals with two or three worthless college degrees that are totally freaked out without a family, without anything, but they've got, you know, cool facial hair or whatever, and they don't know why they have nothing, and they're just screaming out saying, I'll triple down on your engineering. I'll do whatever you say. I won't live in a single family dwelling. I won't have a car. I'll do whatever you say. I'll take all the Prozac. Just make me happy. They say, we're never going to make you happy. Now go beat up an old white woman because she's white. They're like, but I'm white. Prove that you know whites are bad. Attack the other whites. But you're white. It's okay. I'm a master white. I'm a good white. Now we have all these immigrant friends we brought in who we've taught to hate the whites. But we lead them. Understand? Classic divide and conquer. And you can read all the WikiLeaks. Keep them desperate. Keep them in the dark. Keep them freaked out. Use cultural warfare. Escalate the culture wars. Escalate. These are horrible, evil people, and we have them. We have them dead to rights, exposed from pillar to post, up one side and down the other. But still, they're in the bunker. Mein Führer, will we? The Steiner will defeat them. Yes, we have armies here and there, and we will win. We will. Oh, Lord Soros says he will help us. Yes, yes. So he will. Literal Nazi collaborator. Yes. So now the analogy comes back to reality because it's what we're facing. And only by reaching out to the program left with all their Nazi guilt cosmology, including people in America that defeated the Nazis. See, I'm a Nazi, according to, you know, NPR and everybody, even though both my grandfathers fought the Nazis. But imagine being the Germans. Imagine that shared guilt where there's actually some tenuous connection. Oh, so you have to reach out and show them how they have just adopted another authoritarian system, just like the Stasi, just like all the rest of it. And how their enslavement has basically become complete. So coming up, leaked docs, Brock conspires with Facebook, Google to shut down conservative media. This is a bombshell article that needs to go viral. We're going to tie it into all of it today. But before I go any further, let's get to that incredible speech given just 2.5 hours ago by the 45th president of the United States, where he attacks fake polls and where he exposes the enemy, the foreign-owned corporate sloth media, the dinosaur giant sloth media that is now digging its own grave in front of everyone and has already basically climbed in and is now dumping piles of dirt on top of itself with pleasure, with delusional pleasure. So all that psychosis is going on. Trump continues to basically turn the knife and reads the law. Let's just hope the Ninth Circuit of globalist cultural boobies. Let's hope that those pirates assaulting our sovereignty realize that it's going to be good if they do this, because now the courts will be completely discredited even more. Good. Continue to discredit yourselves. Continue to burn down your own house. Continue to ignore a statute that a 5-year-old could understand. So, let's go to the commander-in-chief just hours ago, devastating the enemy. Here it is.
And I thought before I spoke about what we're really here to speak about, I would read something to you. Because you could be a lawyer, or you don't have to be a lawyer. If you were a good student in high school or a bad student in high school, you can understand this. And it's really incredible to me that we have a court case that's going on so long. As you know, in Boston, we won it with a highly respected judge and a very strong opinion. But now we're in an area that, let's just say, they are interpreting things differently than probably 100% of the people in this room. I'd like to almost know, does anybody disagree when I read this? But I'm going to read what's in dispute, what's in question. And you'll see this. It's INA 212F 8 USC 1182F. Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. Okay, now, this isn't just me. This is for Obama, for Ronald Reagan, for the president. And this was done, very importantly, for security, something you people know more about than all of us. It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. It was written beautifully. So just listen. Here's what it says. This is what they're arguing. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens, okay, the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens, so any aliens, any class of aliens, into the United States. So the entry of people into the United States, let's say, just to be precise, of aliens into the United States. So any time, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, right? So if I find as president that a person or a group of people will be detrimental to the interests of the United States, and certainly there's lots of examples that we have, but you shouldn't even have them necessarily. He may be, and he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary. Now, the only mistake is they should have said he or she. But hopefully it won't be a she for at least another 7 years. After that, I will. See? I just noticed that, actually. Just noticed it. I'm saying, whoa, this is not politically correct. It's correct, but it's not politically correct. You know, this is the old days. He may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary. So here it is. People coming in. Suspend the entry of all aliens. Right? That's what it says. It's not like, again, a bad high school student would understand this. Anybody would understand this. Suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants. Or impose on the entry of aliens. Okay, so you can suspend the aliens, right? You can suspend the aliens from coming in. Very strong. Or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Okay. So you can suspend, you can put restrictions, you can do whatever you want. And this is for the security of the country, which, again, you're the chiefs, you're the sheriffs. You understand this. And I listened to lawyers on both sides last night, and they were talking about things that had just nothing to do with it. I listened to a panel of judges, and I'll comment on that. I will not comment on the statements made by certainly one judge. But I have to be honest that if these judges wanted to, in my opinion, help the court in terms of respect for the court, they do what they should be doing. I mean, it's so sad. They should be, you know, when you read something so simple and so beautifully written and so perfectly written, other than the one statement, of course, having to do with he or she. But when you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and I watched last night in amazement, and I heard things that I couldn't believe. Things that really had nothing to do with what I just read. And I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political. And it would be so great for a justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right.
That's right. And they go, oh, my gosh, a president's never attacked the court like this. It's fascism. When there have been Supreme Court justices and people arrested and put on house arrest by presidents. And I'm not calling for things Lincoln did. But it's like, hey, you're legislating from the bench. You're not supposed to do that. This law, a five-year-old can understand that. Forget a bad high school student. And then they just sit there with a straight face going, no. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that because he's trying to block somebody because of their religion specifically. No. From unvetted nations that have a cult version of that religion that says you should blow yourself up to kill the infidels. And we've all seen what's happening with that. And by the way, coming up today, we have one of the big whistleblowers coming on who came out 2 years ago. We have a guest joining us, Philip Haney, who is a high-level analyst for the Customs Department, and he goes over the memos they were given, being told, do not even say that Muslim extremism exists, or ask someone if they're part of Islamic Jihad, or part of Hamas, or part of the PLO, or part of Hezbollah, because it doesn't exist. And then you saw that on the media, where there'd be terror attacks in San Bernardino or Fort Hood, and they'd say, this wasn't an Islamic attack. They're screaming, Allah Akbar! So, this is the mind control. And again, you want to see the style of it. Look at Germany. Look at Sweden. Look at France, where it is mass Stockholm syndrome. And people are into worshiping their abusers. They're into self-loathing, and it's a form of cuckolding. It is. The women go out and hand flowers out to the jihadists, and after there's mass rapes and grovel. And again, I hate Germany. I hate Sweden. I hate France. I want to submit to you. And the imam of Jerusalem gets up on TV and says, they are weak in Europe. They're women that are ours. We will take them, and we will take all their with the children. The West is going to fall. Praise be to Allah. Everyone's like, we worship you. Just destroy us. Kill us. It's mass cultural suicide. And then Trump dares stand up against it, and they just squeal and yell and lie. And, it's like when he fired the new attorney general that was an interim attorney general because she wouldn't follow his legal order. They went, Monday night massacre, CNN. Unprecedented hatred and evil. But because they can't debate us, they're trying to censor us everywhere. So let's go to Alan Dershowitz, big liberal lawyer, but he's saying, no, Trump has the power to do what he's doing. Again, this is a war against the delusionals and those of us that are in the fact-based reality world. And there's right-wingers that are just as bad, like Karl Rove, saying he controls reality. He didn't control reality when I confronted him in an airport. He was basically pissing his pants. Let's go, just from questions, let's go ahead and go to this Alan Dershowitz clip.
I think you could have made a much stronger argument on the whole Establishment Clause issue. Here you have the United States government taking the position that this is Islamic terrorism, as distinguished from the prior administration. That's their position. It's Islamic terrorism. Why should anybody be surprised that the seven nations are nations of Islam? Consider what was one of the greatest successes in American history, the War Refugee Board in 1944, that was focused on specifically rescuing Jews, because Jews were the victims of Nazism. And here you have a statute that specifically focuses on rescuing minority religions that could be Sunnis and Shia countries, could be Kurds, could be... This is not an Establishment Clause violation. And I'm shocked that the government did not make a stronger argument for that.
Now let's expand on something here, too. Syria... Before the globalist pogrom to drive the Christians out, the UN admits persecution of Christians is at all-time highs, was roughly 20% Christian. If you go look at who Obama let out, it's something like 0.2, 0.4, depending on the period. They won't let Christians get out. Most of them are actually Sunnis. They don't really let Shiites get out either. This is a resupply effort of the failed Sunni Wahhabist armies that came in from all over the world, from Chechnya, Saudi Arabia, North Africa, for the great Hajj of Jihad. Because in, you know, the House of Islam is the House of Islam, outside the House is the House of War. And so they came to get living space. They came to get new land. They came to invade and take the prosperous country of Syria, just as the Saudi Arabians had done in the last century. And so they came in and they got their ass kicked, so they had to have Turkey and Merkel and everybody open the doors, advertise, have the media, you know, stage little dead kids on the side of the beach and say, come on, come on, come on, come on, Bring down Europe. Let's get it going. EU. Let's collapse this sucker. And it's in all the loving EU documents. Peter Sutherland, we're going to end the homogeneity of Europe. Anti-white, racist garbage. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about...
Way to go.
Thank you.
the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Stop it.
Stop it. That's right. Great intro by Darren McBreen. That was all from yesterday. Maxine Waters, and we didn't even add the clip from Nancy Pelosi, saying, we're sick of George W. Bush and what he's doing to these poor migrants. Then they start going, yeah, and he's helping Putin invade Korea and Aleppo. And they are just doddering crazy people. That's who we're dealing with. Their constituents are just as stupid as they are. They blame Russia for what happened in Ukraine. And then meanwhile, George Soros goes on Fareed Zakaria and admits they funded the whole thing with $5 billion of taxpayer money and overthrew the elected government. That's a fact. I'm not pro-Russia. But they say, Jones, quit lying. You know Putin did it. You know Putin invaded Ukraine. What, the little Russian-held area right on their border that's almost completely Russian and always been part of Russia? They fought a bunch of wars over? Again, it's the West starting all the wars, and Trump's trying to stop that. But instead, the left calls him Hitler and a warmonger and says that he's trying to start a war. When, of course, the West is working with Western Ukraine, that was actually the side in World War II that worked with Hitler. See, because we want to throw Hitler around today, I'm just going to keep going back to really who's with Hitler. George Soros with Hitler. The Western Ukrainians with Hitler. You want me to keep going with a little bit of Hitler for you? Because I can do it for a long time. But I can also put Der Spiegel's big magazine cover up with Trump cutting off the Statue of Liberty's head, the sun god's head. America first means cutting Liberty's head off. No, it means we're not here to bankroll the world government. We're not here to pay for NATO and pay for Japan's security and pay for South Korea's security while our country goes into a nosedive. We're going to have the same taxes on goods that other countries do. We're not going to have a $700+ billion trade deficit with China every year. That's the latest numbers that are out. I'm not going to show you the real beheadings because MSM will shut our channels down and block us if we do. They're allowed to show it, though, when they choose. We're not going to show you the real beheadings, but we can show you hour after hour of little kids chopping people's heads off, little kids being taught to do it. We can show you footage of this for hour after hour of the jihadis that they're letting into Europe and they're letting into the United States, who they've been letting in. I mean, 3 years ago, ISIS said, we're going to have a huge migrant wave as a way to flood you and get our jihadis into Europe, in public announcements that they themselves put out. And then reporters look at me like I'm crazy, and I say, massive amounts of Islamic Jihad people are coming in, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS, all the same Wahhabist group, and they just look at me and laugh, and they just go, ha, 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 ha. Like, I know that works on the average person, you know, that can't tie their shoelaces, which have been living under this educational system. It doesn't work on me. It doesn't work on my audience. I mean, I'll never forget, I had the host of ABC Nightly News here. He was doing a Nightline piece. He said, there's no world government, Alex. They're not setting up a world government. And I said, let me show you six clips of world leaders from the head of the EU, the British prime minister, to an American president calling for world government. And he looked at me and he goes, that's a different global government than the one you mean. In some type of gaslighting, mind control world, you know, where Gibbs gets up and tells us that there are no drone operations going on many years after it's a public program, or Obamacare's free, or there's no death panels, or there's no IRS enforcers of it. On and on and on. And that's why the American people are so awake. But you see, now they understand that we are exposing what they're doing. So their answer is, Obama signed a bill 2 weeks before he left office in early January of 2017, just a month and a half ago. And in that Defense Authorization Act, the State Department and the CIA are over the Board of Governors of the FCC and declared total control over all media, not just broadcast, transmissions, digital print, everything, And just as Trump killed the TPP, he said it's unconstitutional, a president shouldn't even negotiate this. I kill it. I don't withdraw, I kill it. And I moved to withdraw from NAFTA and GATT because you have to renegotiate because that was passed as a law. And I really want the president and Rex Tillerson to move to kill those hundreds of millions of dollars that they now are going to give, you cannot make this up, to David Brock Snopes, a mail order diploma catalog group out of Florida, and several other consortiums that will create the fake news list, which will then be memory-holed, black-holed, and put into the Phantom Zone. And that's all coming up. But let's first talk about another big fraud that we haven't gotten to since it broke on Sunday. We've mentioned it. Leanne McAdoo reports. World leaders duped by fake climate change data. No, they weren't duped. They knew what they were part of in most cases. We've done this for 6 years out of East Anglia, where they say, we've got to hide the decline. The Earth quit warming 19 years ago, they say. This is now 6 years ago, so it'll be 25 years ago. And it's begun cooling the last three. We must hide the decline. And how do we do it? With fake temperature data. Fake thermometers that don't exist. Hiding the decline. It's all there. Coordinating all these other universities, how to lie to the public and get the funds to make them all the little saviors of the earth, telling Africans you can't have cars or air conditioning. Boy, talk about racist. But see, it's okay because it's liberal. It's liberal when they do it. It's a war against everybody's resources. It's a planetary eugenics management system that uses divide and conquer to politically control people while their resources are cut off. It's Cloward and Piven writ large. And now they've been caught, and top climate experts, NASA people, you name it, insiders are coming out going, yeah, no, it wasn't just fake temperature data. There were no thermometers in hundreds of locations. It's made up. Academic, organized, racketeering fraud committed against the people. And that's why they're so desperate. The pedophile rings, the corrupt operations inside academia, the big banking scams. That's why Goldman Sachs gave 100% of its money to Hillary, zero to Trump. It's why they're trying to drive down the stock market right now. Because they are panicking. Let's go to Leanne McAdoo's report on this. Then I'm going to come back into the next phase of their big push for censorship. Oh, and something else that we've been correct about reporting. We told you this 3-4 years ago, had reporters on the ground. This is out of Nine News out of Australia. It's also out of ABC News, Associated Press, Fox News are all reporting this headline today. If you recall, fearmongers for it. I mean, we just had physicists, nuclear physicists, chemical physicists on about it. Fukushima's radiation reaches unimaginable levels, and just as we said, more than one reactor is still going through meltdown, and they just dump water on it and have it run into the ocean. So we're going to tell you about that. Of course, the response of Mombiot and other liberals is, radiation's good now, and we should have more reactors. It's liberal. As long as it's liberal, it's okay. And of course, Ann Coulter said the Japanese on the right should be thankful for the radiation as a health treatment. But again, we're the fake news here, folks, having Japanese nuclear physicists on and others and breaking down with real Geiger counters what was happening. And the butterflies deformed and the kids dropping dead of heart failure all over the place from the radiation and the rad clouds floating around. But it's okay because the media said it was a conspiracy theory when milk across the United States in some cases showed thousands of times higher than what it should have been for isotopes. The EPA just raised the levels and said it was safe. But again, it's okay, everybody, because you don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. Just know that Fukushima is good for you and your family, because the government and the state-run media and Tokyo Electric and General Electric, they told you, and they never lie. Mainstream media never lies to you. You heard Trump read that law earlier that the president has absolute discretion to block permanently whoever he wants if he feels like it. But you know what? Again, folks, don't listen to him. Listen to CNN and MSNBC. They, Anderson Cooper, cares about you. Here, let's go to that report.
World leaders were duped into investing billions of our taxpayer dollars, mind you, into this climate change agenda based on manipulated global warming data. Now, this is a story coming out of the Daily Mail. They're speaking directly with a whistleblower who has direct knowledge of this. He says there is astonishing evidence that NOAA, which is the organization that is the world's leading source of climate data, rushed to publish this landmark paper. It exaggerated global warming, and they did this to rush this report because they wanted to make the maximum impact at the UN climate conference in Paris in 2015. So this is high-level whistleblower, data science, climate, and satellites consultant John J. Bates. He said that America's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration breached its own rules on scientific integrity by rushing to push this report through. And this report claimed this pause or the slowdown in global warming is actually a myth, and that world temperatures had been rising faster than science could explain. So again, this is flawed and unsubstantiated data. It was seized upon by world leaders who then took to the streets, blasting it all over media to claim that 97% of scientists say climate change is urgent and it's man-made and it must be addressed. And so immediately with this Paris Accord, they dedicated $100 billion in taxpayer dollars every single year to be given an extra climate-related aid to the developing world by rich nations. And they also called for a binding legal mechanism to ensure that the world got no more than 2 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial times. Dr. Bates says that this report was based on misleading and unverified data. He retired from NOAA at the end of last year after a 40-year career there in meteorology and climate science. And in 2014, the Obama administration awarded him a special gold medal for his work in setting new, supposedly binding standards to produce and preserve climate data records. So when he's saying that they are misleading and using unverified data here, why he's such a high-level whistleblower, we need to pay attention to this. So this paper is being kind of referred to as the pause buster paper, and it was based on two new temperature sets of data, one containing measurements of temperatures of the sea and the other at the planet's surface on land. Both data sets were flawed. They haven't even come through with an official revised version yet. Okay, now it's almost 2017. So typically with the sea data set, they're going to be using readings from fixed and floating buoys. These are generally reliable, but what they did this time, there was an upwards adjustment of these readings to bring them in line with readings from water being taken in by ships. So this is totally doubtful source. Obviously, you think about it, ships themselves are sources of heat. Readings will vary from ship to ship, and the depth of water intake will vary according to how heavily a ship is laden, which means obviously if the ship is in deeper water, it's going to be a colder reading or versus warmer reading, etc. So they had this good data from buoys, according to Dr. Bates, but they threw that out and corrected it by using the bad data from ships. In addition, they were also using a new experimental program. They were combining separate sets of records, so it was kind of too new. They weren't able to give this the careful checking that was required, but they pushed it out anyway. And then, in addition to that, the software that they were using was afflicted by serious bugs. Every time they took in the raw temperature readings, they were running through this computer, it gave different results because it was seriously flawed, and the new bug-free version of the software still has not been approved and issued. And just the clincher here, none of the data on which the paper was based was properly archived, which is a mandatory requirement meant to ensure that the raw data and the software used to process it is accessible to other scientists so they can verify NOAA's results. And Dr. Bates said the final bombshell is that the computer used to process the software suffered a complete failure. So the reason for the failure is unknown, but this means that this pause buster paper can never be replicated or verified by other scientists. And this is key because this was a paper that was used by President Barack Obama, David Cameron, and other world leaders to push this climate change agenda. They locked us into this agreement, billions of taxpayer dollars. Even after they're out of office, this will ensure that this agenda moves forward. We'll just have to wait and see if President Donald Trump is able to turn this around. Of course, he campaigned on reversing this climate change agenda.
That is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to break here in a moment, and I'm going to come back with all the organized public plans that have now been leaked to censor yours truly, Matt Drudge, and others. So when I say Spread the link, spread the video, support the First Amendment. Free speech is under attack globally. The Pope has come out and said that alternative news, questioning the government, is akin to worshiping feces. Only that could come from his scatological, diseased, antichrist brain, who says he's disgusted by Europe's Christian roots and is sick of hearing about it. What a true abomination. What a true antichrist sitting in the Vatican. And thank God, good Catholics everywhere are trying to throw off that beast. I salute the Catholics out there. Now, let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Super Blue just came back in. I want to thank you all for your support. It is selling so fast. Last time it sold out in 1 week, we ordered triple the amount, or a little more than double, actually. When the bubblegum flavor comes in, that'll be triple. And it'll sell out in about 2 weeks at this rate, and we need this to fund ourselves. Plus, it's the best fluoride-free toothpaste out there because it has nano silver, colloidal silver, and true iodine. It doesn't turn red. It turns gray-blue. You'll notice that. And peppermint and tea tree oil. Now, it's really strong with the essential oils. This is serious toothpaste. It's a big tube. And so some kids don't like it because the peppermint and tea tree oil is so strong. So bubble gum is coming out without the peppermint oil. That should be in the next month. But right now, we have Super Blue, designed by my dad, retired dentist and oral surgeon, and, of course, chemist as well, and working with the top toothpaste manufacturer of organic toothpaste in the country. This is made in their labs. So I want to thank everybody for their support. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the supplements, including Super Blue, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Blue, now back in stock, the best toothpaste in the world, and it's got five-star reviews on third-party sites because it's that good. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side as we take down the corporate world government together.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Martin, good to meet you in the flesh.
Nice to meet you.
Wow. Thanks for coming down. I hope we can work with you as either being a correspondent on the East Coast or maybe down here in the Austin operation. But great job. All the videos I've seen you around the country really blowing away social justice warriors. You're with us in this segment and the next. And then you're going to be back with us co-hosting when Milo joins us in the third hour. But just, we haven't even talked since you got here. Didn't even run into you this morning. Just out of the gates, what is on your radar? What do you think about what's happening in the world? The media acting like Trump's done something illegal, limited blocking of people from unvetted countries, when the law is clear he could do it indefinitely. I mean, that's why we elect the president. He's the executive. He's over that to execute the laws. I mean, what do you want to tackle first, and what are you going to cover when you join Milo and myself?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I appreciate you having me. It's nice to meet you officially. What I honestly think is I think that we live in a world, I believe we live in a world that's very, very divided. And I believe that what previous administration had in mind is that, listen, if we can divide the American people, we can conquer the American people.
Let's end the WikiLeaks.
Absolutely. And I think it all comes down to a globalist agenda. You know, and I think a lot of people, especially with Donald Trump, he's going to bring us all together. He's brought so many of us together.
He does. And he first points out they're trying to divide us, but then he truly brings us together.
Absolutely. And I think that just kind of shows, you know, how Donald Trump is his main, you know, President Donald Trump, his main goal is to kind of crush that globalist agenda. It's to crush it. And I think that we all need to come together, you know, in unity and love and respect for one another and one your fellow Americans.
Well, that's what's happening. You know, the media says Alex Jones used to hate both parties, but now he's all in for Trump. Well, you bet. Getting us out of the carbon taxes the Republicans are pushing. It's all one sided. China doesn't have to pay those. India doesn't pay those. It's, you know, made up global warming bull. We've got him trying to bring back the corporations. We've got him pulling out of TPP. We've got him trying to build a $10 billion wall when the illegals cost over $100 billion a year. I mean, this is simple stuff. I can't go to Mexico and move there without their authorization. Well, somebody shouldn't be able to move here from China or anywhere without authorization.
Hey, you know, and that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, we see, you know, with our border with Mexico, I mean, you get shot. I mean, you get caught jumping across the Mexican border. I mean, say you want to go to, you know, you want to go to Mexico for, you know, say for a honeymoon or for a vacation or whatever in Cancun. You get caught jumping the border, you're going to get caught. You're going to get extorted. You're going to be held for ransom. You know, we are a nation of laws, you know, and the rest of the world needs to realize, I think a lot of the rest of the world looks at us like, you know, that we're a bunch of jokesters, you know? I mean, I think that, you know, we have to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And I think a lot of immigrants are coming here, you know, because they not because they want to make a better life for themselves. The majority wants to come here because they can take advantage of our system and our social programs.
Well, definitely the majority of the unskilled. There are a lot of students, other people that come here, and I welcome new blood. We need people of every, you know, color in every region. I don't want them being brought here and being turned into globalist stooges that are anti-nationalistic. The globalists are using third world populations to flood what's left of the West and the first world to politically lower wages and turn us all into slaves. I want to empower the third world, but I've read the globalist plan, and we're here exposing it. Now, what's the best website? KevinMartin.info?
KevinMartin.info.
There's some amazing videos there. I want to come back and just hear from you, because we haven't talked yet in person, just once on Skype, and I feel like I know you're watching a lot of your videos, about if you did come to work at InfoWars, what you'd like to work on and what your vision is. We're expanding the fight against the globalists, and we're going to defeat them. Stay with us. Hour number two, 70 seconds away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andrew.